Hello everyone, and welcome to the Across the Stages podcast, brought to you by Absolute Motorsport Radio and also available on Absolute Motorsport TV. I'm James Casey, and joining me today will be Joshua Sutil. We're going to be previewing the 2019 West Cork Rally, which is the second round of both the British Rally Championship and Irish Tarmac Rally Championship. So, the British Rally Championship got underway at the Cambrian Rally in February, and now it is back for the second round of the season, going to Ireland for the very first time, the Republic of Ireland for the very first time, at the West Cork Rally. And it's going to be an interesting one, because not only is this a round of the British Rally Championship, but it's also a round of the Irish Tarmac Championship as well. So we've got a really good entry list. We've got over 20 R5 cars, and we've also got the British Juniors as well, plenty of those again, 13. So we've got a really nice entry list in terms of the championships, and I think it's going to be a really competitive event. Now, Craig Breen isn't entered in the British Rally Championship, but he will be at the event, and no doubt he'll be the favourite after coming back earlier in the year to do the Galway International Rally of the Irish Tarmac Championship, and he won that. He's back here again, probably the favourite, but he's going to have stiff competition.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you would fully expect them to win, but at the same time, you know, these guys are, you know, very experienced in their R5 cars. They know what they're doing. They're certainly no slouches. So it's not going to be easy for Craig Breen, but it's certainly going to be a really, really good measure of just how fast, you know, these national guys are against someone who, of course, has sort of proved themselves, you know, on a world stage. I mean, who do you think might be sort of the closest challenger to Craig Breen from the sort of, should we say, normal drivers?
We've got quite a few people. I'm thinking Donna Kelly is the top of the entry list, the number one entry. He's won the West Cork Rally a good number of times in a row now, but he's previously done that in a Focus WRC from like the late 2000s, 2008 I think it was. So this is his first rally in a Fabia R5, so that's going to be interesting for him, but he obviously knows the event really well. Someone that I kind of mentioned in the British Rally Championship, Josh Moffat, who's doing both the Irish Tarmac and the British Rally Championship. I think this will be a strong event for him again. Matt Edwards, of course, British Rally Champion, will be up there. So I think there'll be plenty of competition for Breen. To me, I think that this is going to be something that he's going to enjoy doing, which is the main reason why he's doing it. But also, I think this could catch the eyes of guys in WRC2 or maybe even WRC manufacturers to see that he's still going out and doing events like these, because it's going to be a good test for him.
Definitely. I mean, that's what he did earlier in the year, wasn't it? And I think a lot of people sort of stood up and took notice of that, because it's not only him winning the event, it's the way in which he wins it. If he really sort of dominates it, flattens the competition, especially when we know the competition's really good, then I think that could really, really help him in the future. And yeah, just coming back to what you said before, obviously Donna Kelly, I mean, that must be quite difficult, wasn't it, to go from a sort of 2008 WRC car, sort of fully powered, to then kind of going down into an R5 car. Might be a bit difficult. He's picked the right R5 car, though, I think it's fair to say, isn't it? I mean, the Skoda, we know, is very quick, could be right up there, you know, arguably even better than the Fiesta, of course, that Breen's driving, so he'll have a good chance. And obviously, like you said, you know, Matt Edwards start the season so, so well, and he'll be sort of the favourite probably again for the sort of British Rally Championship. Tom Cave, of course, you know, kind of unlucky wasn't he last time out, but he showed plenty of pace, and maybe he's sort of one man who'd be sort of, you know, looking for a bit of redemption after what happened, you know, last time.
Yeah, and I think Tom Cave is certainly someone who I think is going to take the challenge to Edwards over the course of the season. Quite a few points behind now, but I think he can make it up, and he's got to start it here. It's only a six-round season, so he's got to start coming back now, but I think he can. I think this kind of event should be a good one for him, although he might not have too much experience at it. And for me, that's a big question over where drivers are going to be placed. It's going to be their experience here. As we said, it's the first time that the British Rally Championship has gone to the Republic of Ireland, so some of these drivers might not know their surroundings. I think that could be the key influencer in the result here at a new round.
Yeah, definitely. There's such varying levels of experience, isn't there? But it's all going to sort of come together in this melting pot, and it's going to be, I think, really, really close to call, you know, not only for the win, but kind of all the way down. We have such a big R5 entry list, but, you know, there are going to be so many battles throughout, and it's going to be, I think, a really good sort of, you know, spectator event as well.
In terms of our overall entry list, we've got, just scrolling down here now, there's so many entries. The numbers go to 162. I think they skip out number 13 because that's bad luck. So I think it's 161 entrants overall. A really good entry list. We've got Mikko Hirvonen's coming in a Ford Escort Mark II. He'll be running after the R5 cars. So plenty to look out for, which will be really interesting. Not just the British Championship, as we say. And within those entrants as well, plenty of juniors, as we mentioned. James Wilson won the first round in his Peugeot, but he was ran very, very close by William Creighton. I think this kind of event is a really good test for the juniors. They go from somewhere like Cambria in Wales, gravel, mud, and then they go to tarmac here. I think it's a really good test for the junior championship, and certainly a good mix of rallies that they've got for them.
Definitely, and it's not usually somewhere where they've had experience before. A lot of them will be coming here for the first time. Of course, depending where they originate from, it will at least give sort of the Irish guys a bit of an advantage for once, because of course usually they're the ones sort of with the disadvantage with most of the rallies taking place in Britain. It's really good to sort of come to Ireland and actually give them a bit of an advantage for once.
Yeah, there are actually quite a few juniors from Ireland. Mm-hmm. So they've got a very strong entry in terms of that. So yeah, watch out for those. Those are our tips. Watch out for the Irish. But yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing what happens in the top class, because there are just so many names. I think that I haven't actually mentioned Alistair Fisher yet, who ran Breen pretty close in the Galway International Irish Tarmac Rally. Again, not someone who's entered for the British Championship, but overall contention, he'll be there. And I mentioned Josh Moffat, but his brother Sam will also be up there. So, quite. Have we mentioned David Bogie yet? How can we forget him?
There's so many, yeah. So many names.
Yeah. So basically, it's going to be plenty of pressure on Craig Breen. He's not going to have it easy for the overall contention, and the British Championship is going to be wide open. So it should be an interesting rally to look forward to. And as I've said a couple of times, I don't want to go on about it too much, but I will be there at the West Cork Rally. So basically watch out for some videos there from the event itself. Hopefully I'll be able to get a few interviews with a few of the drivers as well. Can't promise anything, but I will try my best. So hopefully we'll have some interesting content from that. But it promises to be an interesting event, and one I very much look forward to going to. So we will speak in terms of the British Rally Championship after West Cork. So thank you very much for listening today, and hopefully we'll see you again then. Goodbye.